We continue Perek Beis, Shin number 22, Sfas Tom from the Chavetz Chaim, discussing the importance of avoiding sheker. Yitzhahara wants a person to lie, and he tells a person, in order to be matzliach and successful in business, you're permitted to lie. That's what the Yitzhahara says to a person. Says the Chavetz Chaim, ukemat bar, sheh sheker shemeshakrim hu shlodet tzarech. The Chavetz Chaim says, the sheker that a person says, it's not necessary. If a person wants, he could say, v'kach v'kach chayfet zeh, this item is for X amount, it's worth X amount, loy ucho litem v'pachus, and you can't give any less. That's it. That's all you have to say. It's not worth any less than X amount. The Chavetz Chaim says, v'vashekar tirchok, the pasuk in the Torah, a person has to realize more than he thinks he's going to profit. In actuality, he's actually going to be losing much, much more. And when the trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is of the first questions a person will be asked, we have the questions to the test. Imagine when you're in high school. The teacher would give you the questions that he's going to ask you on the test. In college, HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'avdi ben kodesh l'chol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us, he gives us, Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph. He gives us the questions. We're going to be asked, did we do business honestly? We all have to make sure we can answer 100%, yes. V'abateich b'Hashem, v'noisei v'noisein b'emunah. What's going to be the result of a person does business honestly with emunah? Emunah meaning he knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one and only one that gives the parnasa. Chesed Hashem yisayvenu. Oberches Hashem hi tashvenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to surround us with chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to shower us with wealth, with brachas. And he will not lose anything out in his parnasa and his support for his family. And this, says the Chavetz Chaim, is what the pasuk means. Mi ha'ish Chavetz Chaim. Who is the man who desires life? Where? In Olam Haba. V'oyiv yom liris toiv gam ba'olam hazeh. And he desires, he loves days to see them as good here in this world. So what does a person do? Netzar l'shoincha me'iraz v'secha medar mirma. He keeps his mouth closed from speaking any deceit. Dim yinayal asaka b'derech mirma af shi'atzeich b'tchilo. Because if a person deals in business with deceit and shkarim and lies and tricks, even though he might think he's successful at first, at the end he's going to lose it. As the Medrash we saw earlier, the pischa muchenes muzumenes likach es revach hasheker. This pischa, this midah of removing anything from the sheker, like we saw from the Medrash, is what's going to happen. V'layira yoma b'toyiv, and he won't see his days good. However, when a person is careful to avoid deceit, shkarim, lying, tricking, when he gets older in his years, he's going to look back and he's going to have good years. And then when he's older, and all those years when he was getting there, they were also good. And also in Olam Haba, tremendous, tremendous amount of good waiting for this person.